personal technology, and airline security. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The Associated Press reports that some in-flight security rules imposed after last week's attempted terror attack aboard a Northwest Airlines flight have been eased somewhat. At the captain's discretion now, passengers can once again fill their laps with laptops and other gadgetry, as well as books, blankets, and other items during the tail end of a flight. This news probably sounds like an uncommon bit of common sense to security expert Bruce Schneier. He was critical of the tougher security measures imposed after a man aboard a flight from Amsterdam tried to ignite an explosive as the plane prepared to land in Detroit. In fact, Schneier says almost every new airline security measure since 9/11 is nothing more than a show.
Well, it's kind of a bit of magical thinking. You know, we believe that if we protect against what the terrorists happened to do last time, we'll somehow magically protect against what they'll do next time. Which, if you think about it, makes no sense, right? The terrorists pick their tactics based on what we do. So, you know, we had someone who used liquids, and we took away liquids. We had someone who used shoes, and we screened shoes, and we took away box cutters, and now they're putting explosives in their underwear. So we're going to try to deal with that and make you sit during the last hour of the flight because no one would ever think of doing anything in the first hour of the flight. And it's very human, but it's not effective because, I mean, the terrorists aren't going to engage in the same magical thinking we are. Right? I mean, they'll look at what we do and try to do something else.
I'm interested in the technology angle of this to the extent that the new rules apparently had banned, you know, a laptop in your lap during the last part of a flight, any kind of gadgetry you couldn't use, like a Kindle, for example. Have personal electronics ever amounted to much of a threat to the security of a flight?
You know, the batteries are batteries and they, you know, can explode, but not really. And remember, there's nothing magical about the last hour of flight except that just last week, the bad guy happened to choose that. You know, no terrorist is going to say, wow, they're not letting me use my laptop during the last hour of flight. I better go get a real job. They might think, let's do our thing during the first hour of flight, the second hour of flight, the third hour of flight. I mean, these measures, all they do is annoy passengers. It's a bit of magical thinking in that we defend against what the bad guys happened to do last time.
What has the TSA done since 9/11 that has been effective then?
There have been exactly two things that have improved airport security since 9/11. The first one is reinforcing the cockpit door. The second one is convincing passengers they have to fight back. And if you notice, the second one actually worked last week. But everything else the TSA did, the extra screening, the no-fly list, the restrictions on liquids, the restrictions on carry-ons, these have all been security theater. They do not make us any safer.
Is there anything else that you believe that the TSA could be doing that it is not, you know, especially with an eye towards technology? Is there some sort of technological solution to security problems that the TSA has not implemented?
No, this is not a technology problem. What will make us safer is investigation and intelligence. We get safety and security before the bad guys ever get to the airport.
Bruce Schneier is a computer security specialist. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.